Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
It's great to be with you today as we open a new month together here on God Is. We enter this month the way we ended last month, talking about the rest that only God provides to us, spiritual rest. God is our rest. Last week, we dove into Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, and verses 25 through 30, and thus far, we have covered verses 25 through 28. I hope you learned a lot. I know I certainly did as I prepared to teach this text to you. And should you be new to God Is, and or if you'd like a refresher on what we talked about last week, or perhaps you were even away taking some time off and out of your usual routine, no problem. All of the God Is episodes are available as a free podcast from the God Is website. Just go to godisministry.org, that's godisministry.org, and you'll see the podcast listed right on the homepage. You can also subscribe and take God Is with you wherever you go. And today, let's go back to Matthew 11 and pick up the reading at verse 28. This is Matthew chapter 11 and verses 28 through 30, and this is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Remember now the context. Jesus is speaking here specifically of spiritual rest. He's saying that when we come to him, when we put our faith alone, in Christ himself alone, we will have rest from our sin because Jesus forgives us all our sin. And once sin is dealt with, then we will live at peace with God. Peace produces true, genuine, sincere, and lasting rest. Those who reject Christ's invitation continue to persist in their war with God. But those who come to Christ, those who accept the salvation that he alone provides from sin, they surrender. These are people who are no longer at war with God, but rather have made their peace with God in Christ. Which is descriptive of you? Does your soul rage against God? Or is your soul quiet before God? Do you have the kind of peace that passes understanding, a peace from God that cannot really even be described because it is so meaningful? It's almost like you don't have the words to describe the depth of peace that you feel. Or is your life full of destruction, unrest, upheaval, and fallout from the sin that leads you into battle against your Creator, God? A great way to describe who you are, if you reject Christ's invitation, is this: you are weary and heavy laden. Those are the words of Jesus. People who refuse to live in relationship with Jesus will always be weary and heavy laden. Your burden of sin will weigh you down, way, way down. The only way to truly live a restful life is to unload that burden at the feet of Jesus. Tell him, I accept your invitation. I'm coming to you. Now, give me this promised rest. Whoever you are and whatever you may be going through, Jesus will rest you because Jesus will lift off of you. Jesus will take away from you your burden of sin. In the English translation, this verse reads, I will give you rest. But in the Greek, it reads, I will rest you. I will rest you. I like that much better. Jesus says, I will rest you. Don't you want to be rested today? Jesus says, come to me and I will rest you. Now, if this is of interest to you, drop me an email today and let's discuss this more. My email address is mark@godisministry.org. And that's Mark with a K. As we come now into verse 29, Jesus is even more descriptive of the kind of rest that he alone provides. Verse 29 reads, take my yoke upon you. I want to stop there so we can consider this word yoke together. Yoke, Y-O-K-E. This is not an egg yolk, Y-O-L-K, such that you had for breakfast this morning, but rather a yoke, Y-O-K-E, such that an ox animal would wear to prevent chafing or tearing the animal's skin as the animal carried a heavy load. I know you are in your home or office today, not out loading farm equipment around the neck of your ox so he can plow your field. We own cats and dogs, not oxen. But Jesus was speaking in imagery that the people around him in that day understood, and the ancient people knew what it meant to slip a yoke around the shoulders of an animal. Now, typically, the yoke was made of wood, and it was handmade and specifically designed to fit your animal. Let's say you are a farmer. You take the yoke from the barn in the morning and slip it around the shoulders of your beast of burden. You attach the harness to it, and then you connect that to, let's say, a plow. And then you lead the animal out into the field and use the yoke to lead and guide the animal across the field, plowing the areas that need it. The animal submits to you as you lead it by the yoke attached to the harness. And I invite you to notice three things about what Jesus says about his yoke. First, a yoke in ancient times was often used to describe the nature of the relationship between a student and a teacher. The student wears the yoke of the teacher. And that is precisely how Jesus uses the analogy here in verse 29. Notice what Jesus says as he continues. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus is the master teacher, and people who come to him are forever his students. Jesus' disciples are his learners, and we've submitted ourselves to him so that he can teach us from the scriptures. Every day, Jesus is teaching us from his word. He's slipped his yoke around our shoulders, as it were, and he's leading and guiding us. I love this image. Don't you? Second, the yoke was a popular metaphor in the ancient world for submission. The one wearing a yoke submits to the one who has put the yoke on that person. Jesus is saying, "When my yoke fits over you, you will submit to me." And by this, he is talking primarily about obedience. Jesus says, "You will do what I tell you to do. Where I lead you, you will go." He uses his yoke to make us obedient to him. So we welcome the yoke of Christ for us. We are eager every day for Jesus' yoke to be put around our shoulders. Jesus says in verse 29, "Take my yoke." That implies action. We want to take this yoke every day. And that is because of this third characteristic of Christ's yoke. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29 says, "I am gentle and humble in heart." And verse 30 says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." What does Jesus mean? He's telling us that the yoke he has made for each one of us who submit ourselves to him comes from a heart that is gentle and humble, and the yoke will feel easy and the burden we pull for Christ is light. Christ's burden is not heavy laden, and it will not make us weary. In fact, in verse 29, he adds, "You will find rest for your souls." Notice the emphasis there on souls. Again, this is spiritual rest Jesus is talking about here in Matthew 11. Now watch this. Jesus is sending a very strong and clear message back to the supposedly wise and intelligent in verse 25. Remember, they're the so-called wise and intelligent. They're the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, the religious leaders, and they were burdening their followers, tiring their followers out with legalism. They implemented laws, and more laws. Do this, do that, and do this and do that our way, according to our self-righteous standards, and only then will you be acceptable to God. The yoke of the religious elite was heavy and hard and never easy, and it certainly was not light. And so the Jewish people themselves, the so-called infants, from verse 25, had become weary and heavy laden. But Jesus openly boldly, and convincingly corrects the religious leaders by inviting the weary and heavy laden, "Come to me. And when you come, this kind of yoke I'll wrap around you. It's easy and light, and you will find rest here for your souls. Come on over to me. Move away from the religious rulers. I'm a very different master. I will rest you." What a beautiful, welcomed message from Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 4, Jesus describes the Jewish religious rulers this way. "They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as a finger." Matthew 23, 4. But in Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30, Jesus offers a very different kind of yoke. Theologian Craig S. Keener has this great line in his commentary on Matthew. He says, quote, "Jesus' yoke is not lighter because Jesus demands less, but because Jesus bears more of the load with the burdened." I'll repeat Keener. "Jesus' yoke is not lighter because Jesus demands less, but because Jesus bears more of the load with the burdened." I say, indeed, Jesus bears our burdens. What a sharp contrast between the Jewish religious rulers and Jesus. They put heavy burdens on the shoulders of the people, but Jesus offers a burden that is light. Jesus is gentle and humble in heart, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. How about you? What kind of burden are you bearing today? Do you have a very heavy load? I know that many people do, and I pray that you will receive Jesus' invitation and respond positively to him. He says to you, "Come to me." Will you go to him? Run to Jesus today and unload your burdens. Leave them at the feet of Jesus. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue to learn that God is our rest.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.